Chai FM, before we use up all the valuable time that we have with David, this is what I wanted to discuss with him. I came across this post on my Facebook feed, and it bothered me tremendously. And just to give you a bit of background, the person that posted it is an ex-South African living in the United States, a highly educated guy, in fact, a surgeon of sorts, and not of sorts, a thoracic surgeon, very, very educated, always posting things about art and culture, but also what seems to be a die-hard Democrat, doesn't like Trump at all. And I read this post yesterday, and I thought this is so fascinating on a number of levels. And I want to read this to you. I'm going to cut out some of it just because it gets a bit boring halfway through. We are living in an America where a complete buffoon is running the country and giving speeches to a herd of followers driven by hate, responding to meaningless one-liners, which they respond to with wild acclaim. It is clear that they are laying the groundwork for an ugly, baseless election, where the result will either raise their hopes to a new level of hysteria, believing that their Führer has snatched the country from those who believe him to be a liar, a fraud, a con man, a racist, or take to the streets claiming the election was stolen from them by socialist anti-American people of color and religion different from their own. Okay, I'm going to skip now. And I know that I'm not the center of my universe, and I strive for a life filled with a pursuit of intellectual education and universal values are more important than self. We need to restore civility, tolerance, and trust. We need to reduce violence and promote safety and compassion towards our fellow citizens. Know that we are leading honest and tolerant lives. Now, I found that fascinating because the very thing, obviously, that he claims to be striving for, which is tolerance, honesty, respect, compassion, is exactly the very thing, by calling somebody a Führer, talking about a herd of, you know, reducing Donald Trump's followers to animals, name-calling. And yet he can't see that this is the very thing that he is doing in his own post. Now, it's not about this person. This is not an uncommon, and it comes from both sides. I'm not suggesting that it's only the left that sees this about the so-called right. It's our inability to see ourselves for our own behavior, but it's so easy to spot it in others. David, what is going on in this world? Are we stupid?
Howard, we are complicated beings as humans. And, you know, what's so fascinating is that now that we have the opportunity to air our views, you know, with technology, people just kind of, if we want to call it just freewheel, they just say what's on their mind. And, we can debate why, but I think one of the reasons is when you're sitting behind your desk on your own, you'll feel kind of, free to just say what you feel. And in therapy, you know, we talk about free association. People come into therapy and you talk about what's on your mind.
Right.
And what's very interesting is that, and this goes back to Sigmund Freud, all the way back to Sigmund Freud, but it has been developed over time, is that deep in the recesses of our minds, for all of us, lurk many thoughts and feelings that we'd like to deny we ever have. So these are like desires, they're impulses that are offensive to our consciousness.
So we know we don't want to be that.
We don't want to feel these things.
But they exist deeply within us.
Right.
Okay.
And human beings have many defense mechanisms. And one of them is projection. And what is projection? We project, almost like, you know, if you go to a movie, you take your thoughts, feelings, these uncomfortable thoughts and feelings, and you project them onto other people. It could be onto objects, onto events, to attempt to externalize the problem. So to try and make it not part of us. And I think that's exactly what's happening to this, to this person, where he is projecting all this hatred and all this anger, in an attempt to come across as being a very liberal, a very, a kind of like understanding, humanitarian, and
works very hard at showing that side of intellectualism on his other Facebook posts.
But you can clearly hear, you know, that he's projecting all this anger and all this inner conflict onto other people. And so, you know, it's interesting how he reveals his hand, and it's very common. We need to watch that as human beings.
But how do we do that? You know, not that I would challenge this guy, and I don't see no point in doing so. But how do his friends, or does his family ever sort of say to him, "Listen, Paleface, look what you're doing. Just look at you know, for a bright guy, you know, you really are making a fool of yourself." And maybe he's not. Maybe most people don't see the irony in what he's doing, and they'll read his post and carry on. I mean, there are people that liked it. Lots of people liked it, what he was saying. But it was like incredible. I felt like it was the emperor's new clothes. How are you not seeing what I'm seeing? How is this possible?
Well, I think what gives it away is the language. The language is so extreme, you know, like comparing people to animals, comparing Donald Trump, even though we might not like him. People
Might because
not,
he's not the Führer. How dare you? And this guy is a Jewish guy. So to do so is just appalling.
And again, you know, not to sound overly psychological, but you know.
Well, that's your job.
Oh, true. Yeah. So let's go.
You know, Kate's hairdresser is a hairdresser.
True.
You're not a hairdresser, David.
True. And she's got every right to talk about Meghan Merkel's phantom pregnancy.
Right, exactly.
You know, again, people reveal themselves so unintentionally. And you can hear these unconscious thoughts around the Holocaust. You can hear the unconscious thought about animals. You know, I'd love to know and sit down with this man. I don't know him, never heard of him. Whether he's been impacted by the Holocaust, whether he's been impacted by, by oppression, and again having these horrible thoughts that somehow come through, and this is what we're talking about, projection. So he has these horrible thoughts and projects it into other people in this very extreme way. So it's very important when we talk about projection, we're talking about very primitive, very deep, uncomfortable thoughts and feelings that we had that we just don't want to own ourselves. So
how do we teach ourselves to recognize that? And Mervyn, you make a very good point. I'm going to read it in a short while. I'm not ignoring it because I think it's very valuable what you're saying, but I just want to talk about it from a personal perspective. How do we recognize it in ourselves?
Well, you know, we talk about, Lashon Hara. We talk about, talking about or having a problem with a certain issue. Now, we're not talking about once or twice, but if you hear yourself or other people, for example, talking about having affairs, for example, or talking about body image, and projecting to other people, you know, this person I think is having an affair. And it's not just, you know, when it happens once in a while. When it becomes a theme, you can clearly hear that this person is projecting their fear, their insecurity around looking at other people other than their spouse, for example.
So what you've got to try and do is look at your own themes. Am I going on?
Yes, look at your own themes.
Too much about Meghan Markle.
Have you got?
This
is even deep. Your phantom pregnancies.
This is deep phantom pregnancies. Yeah.
Has this got to do with weight?
It has got to do with weight, which is quite fortunate because we've got a dietitian coming in at 8:30.
You see,
All makes sense.
All making sense. Phantom pregnancies.
Is this what we call an aha moment?
That is called like.
I don't think so. Either way,
image.
You've got to look at your own themes, and that which you are looking at other people for, reflected back on yourself,
and asking very hard questions. Is this something if I'm continually criticizing other people for the way they look, for the way they dress, that they're overweight? Maybe there's something that I'm projecting onto others, and it's not just one day you see someone who is really overweight. It's a theme. So
I'm with you.
That goes
very, very, very interesting. A couple of messages want to get to. Nikki says Robbie, according to Nikki, Robbie Burns says, "Oh, would someone the power give us to see ourselves as others see us? Does a psychologist enable us to see ourselves as others see us, David?"
I think so. That's so profound. I think so too. Because that's really...
Excellent, Nikki. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's the essence of a psychological process, is that you go into what we would call a neutral space, hopefully a safe space, where you are able to just free associate. You just talk about what you need to talk about.
And a decent psychologist is going to pick up on those themes.
Absolutely. And the psychologist often is projected onto.
The
psychologist.
Interesting. But that must be quite difficult as a psychologist. Well, it's obviously part of your training. But sometimes you can get hooked by certain things, I would imagine.
Absolutely. That it's not about you. It's about what the person is projecting. So it can become a very difficult space generally.
Yes.
Because what you're doing is you're making the unconscious conscious. You become the target, if you want to call it in a negative way, or of the projection.
Right.
So it can be very challenging because, it's very difficult for someone to start to see that actually, hang on, this has got nothing to do with you, the therapist, or to do with other people in their lives, but this has got to do with them and trying to own that and understand that, which really does lead to, improvement in relationships, in psychological, physical health in general. Say for example, an interesting one is, when someone, always accuses other people of being so angry, and they, why are you getting so angry? Stop being so angry. That they're denying something, in themselves that is so angry, which is very important. Or, as we said, an insecurity or vulnerability. It's very painful to own it within ourselves. So what do? We project it into other people, and then we can criticize it in other people. We can belittle it in other people because it's too painful to do it
in ourselves. Well, it's interesting because I do, I do business mentoring and I sit with people and help them with their business strategies and help to try to improve. And I find this a lot. Mm. I find that the people that they might have difficulties with within an organization are the people that are triggering something in them that they most likely are uncomfortable with. It's all about, obviously we're not talking about a case where somebody's abusive and et cetera, but within the normal scale of things, it's generally our extreme reactions are about ourselves to other people and it evokes something in us. When someone is, here's an SMS, when someone is left out in the cold by another or others because they cannot face taking intelligent collective responsibility for the problem, which is theirs, as well as the ostracized person, despite anguish and lonely, actually just received a gift to become spiritually aware and stronger, even if it is difficult, and it doesn't seem like that at the time.
Mm. True. At the time, it feels like an attack. Feels like
a rejection, an attack, etc.
Because we're challenging the defenses, and as I say, projection is one of the defenses that we put in place.
That we employ. Mm. I'm chatting to David Abramson. He's a psychologist in private practice. And we're talking about projection. We're talking about the ability or the inability to see the very thing in ourselves that we find abhorrent or ugly in other people. Mervyn says, just as Hamas accuses Israel of crimes against humanity, they are the ones who are guilty of these crimes. So we are seeing it politically as well. And of course, the message that I read, that Facebook post that I read is exactly that. It is a political comment indeed unsigned. There was another one that I wanted to get to.
Well, just while you're looking for that, just to say that absolutely it can occur and it does occur on an individual level. It occurs on a meta level and so we do see it and it's so interesting to watch. Someone like Donald Trump, because he just shows his hand all the time. He just shows his personality, his projections.
Well, that was the message I wanted to read.
Ah, okay.
It says, when they voted for him, they knew he was a billionaire. And anyone with half a brain knows that no big money is made these days without some skullduggery. Well, I'm not sure about that. all right. And another comment, that explains the halakha or the Jewish law that one who accuses another is often guilty of what they are accusing the person of.
Well, I'm a great believer in the gift of, what we have as in Yiddishkeit. If we go back into Torah Halakha, we see such profound things that nowadays modern psychology is going, look what we found. This is so fantastic. But it is, just going back to Donald Trump, where he, just is tweeting continuously, attacking other people for their intellect, which just fascinates me, because I think it's a constant theme where he attacks people viciously for being, like putting there.
So my read on that with Donald Trump is I've no idea how intelligent he is or isn't, but I can tell you that he's very insecure about his intelligence.
That's the point.
He doesn't feel that he's nearly as intelligent as he would like to be. He would like to be eloquent, and he's not eloquent. He would like to come across in a different way. He feels very, very insecure, and the minute that is challenged, he loses it completely.
Exactly, and I think that's what, again, why you see him revealing his hands so obviously, because when you're with him, and it's also, we know we talk about the splitting, but when you're with him, then he is you're with it. But as soon as you're not with him,
right,
he attacks you for being not intelligent. He demeans you. He bullies you.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that just reveals so much about his insecurity as a person.
Well, I would add another person to that, which I find fascinating as well, which is Elon Musk. You see his tremendously aggressive behavior sometimes on social media when he is challenged. And I've no doubt that if anyone's read his book, he describes in detail how he was bullied at school, and he was really, really severely hurt. And I'm absolutely convinced that the minute that he starts to feel that somebody might be coming a little bit close to reminding him of that situation, he lashes out in the most aggressive way.
And again, just, we have such an opportunity to watch this, because in such a public way, because of Facebook, because of Twitter,
social media,
it just reveals people's hands, because again, you start to free associate, you start to feel very safe just to say whatever comes to mind, which is really letting us have a little peek into everyone's unconscious.
Time is 8:29. I'm Howard Feldman. We're chatting to David Abramson. He is a psychologist in a private practice. I'd love your thoughts on this. We're talking about projection. We're talking about vulnerability, and we're talking about our reaction to other people, which really on some level reminds us of our own behavior. Send me a message on 34519 or 0618951019. Just a reminder that we will be broadcasting live tomorrow from King David Lingsfield.
I heard Kathy talking about you guys wearing school uniforms. Is this happening?
No.
No.
Oh, she put out an appeal.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't appeal to me.
She said a large.
Did she appeal to you?
No.
She said a large 6-foot student, and that was referring to a size that fits you, Howard. Just saying.
Was she calling me fat? on the radio.
But she did say 6 foot. So. Okay.
All right. Alrighty.
So you're not wearing school uniforms?
Well, I'm certainly not. Maybe Zanati is.
No, I'm not.
Very disappointing.
No, that wasn't going to happen. And but we are going to be broadcasting live 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. from King David Lingsfield. We hope to have a tremendous amount of fun, and I do hope that you will join us for that. It's